For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. State officials warn this could be one of the most severe fall wildfire seasons in years. A majority of Virginians favor the House's impeachment inquiry, according to one poll. And we meet one couple bringing magic and mystery, including Quidditch, to Stanton. This is the WMRA Daily for Wednesday, October 16th. Virginia officials are warning residents about what could be one of the most severe wildfire seasons in years. On Tuesday, Governor Ralph Northam announced the start of the fall wildfire season in Virginia, which runs through November 30th. Most of Virginia faces an increased risk of wildfires due to dry weather conditions, extended periods of below-average rainfall, and record-high temperatures. Currently, 39 localities have initiated burn bans, mostly in southwestern and southern Virginia. Residents are encouraged to check with their local sheriff or county administrator's office before having any outdoor fire. Most wildfires are caused by people burning trash or debris. State officials urge residents to avoid burning on windy days, to keep burn piles small, to have water and tools nearby, and never leave a fire unattended. A poll by Virginia Commonwealth University indicates a majority of Virginians believe there is enough evidence to begin impeachment hearings, but opinions are clearly divided along party lines, from VPM News' Charles Fishburne reports.
It is 53% to 45% as to whether Congress should conduct impeachment hearings or not.
I think it's clear that the people want to know what's happening in their government. If there's been wrongdoing, they want to know, and by whom.
Former Governor L. Douglas Wilder of the school that bears his name.
And the poll responses indicate a deep divide between the political parties.
8 out of 10 Democrats think Congress should act, with 54% saying impeachment hearings should start now. 8 out of 10 Republicans believe there should be no hearings. And as for the 2020 presidential race, likely voters say it's Biden 52-44 for Trump, followed by Warren 50-46. Charles Fishburne, WMRA News.
Virginia government officials are on the road this fall listening to the concerns of women across Virginia about delivering babies. As Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope reports, it's an effort aimed at curing the crisis in maternal mortality for African American women.
Last month, the Department of Health and Human Resources launched an unprecedented listening tour, an opportunity for state officials to hear firsthand from people across Virginia about why black women are 2 to 3 times more likely to die during pregnancy than their white counterparts. Deputy Secretary Gina Berger says one of the themes that's emerged so far is different communities have different barriers.
For some communities, their barrier is a lack of providers. For others, we've heard about a lack of investment in supporting organizations in the community.
The listening tour is an effort to gather information to help improve maternal health outcomes. Freddie Mejia at the Commonwealth Institute says the next step for lawmakers to take is action. For example, increasing the eligibility threshold for pregnant women for Medicaid and CHIP, which is currently capped at 205% of the federal poverty line.
Virginia can think about extending that coverage for people earning up to 300% of the federal poverty line, making sure that more people who are pregnant get the care they need.
6 sessions have already happened, and 5 more are scheduled for the rest of this month. Michael Pope.
You can check out where and when those remaining listening sessions are happening around the state at the governor's website. It's governor.virginia.gov. South Carolina regulators have fined Dominion Energy for allowing sediment runoff from a pipeline project to pollute drinking water sources. After a months-long investigation, South Carolina fined Dominion Energy $4,200 for illegally discharging sediment along a natural gas pipeline route between Spartanburg and Lake Greenwood that eventually spilled muddy water into the South Tiger River. The fine against Dominion comes just days after another company building the Mountain Valley Pipeline in southwestern Virginia agreed to pay more than $2 million to settle a state lawsuit over similar violations in its construction. Did you get your state refund check yet? If not, it should be in your mailbox soon. If you're eligible, officials say Virginia has met its deadline to mail taxpayers the one-time refund check. The Richmond Times-Dispatch reports the state treasury mailed the last of nearly 2.7 million refund checks last Friday before yesterday's deadline. That's Tuesday. Eligible taxpayers will receive $110 if they filed individually and $220 if they filed jointly. A change in federal tax law led to a windfall in state taxes, leading state lawmakers to approve the refunds. Secretary of Finance Aubrey Lane recommends that taxpayers contact the State Department of Taxation if they have not received their checks by the end of the week. Finally today, unless you've been living under a sorcerer's stone, you've probably heard of a game called Quidditch. And you may be aware that Quidditch exists not just in the fictional world of Harry Potter, but in real life, too. WMRA's Mike Tripp recently met with one Stanton couple to explain the sport featured during the recent Queen City Mischief and Magic Festival.
What a good clean game! No fighting, spitting, or cussing! All right, brooms up!
And just like that, the game is afoot. And it is on foot. Unlike the games at Hogwarts, the contestants are decidedly earthbound rather than flying around on brooms. Players propel their brooms forward under foot power as the game of Quidditch begins. The setting? The middle of West Beverly Street in the heart of downtown Stanton during September's Queen City Mischief and Magic Festival.
Hello, I'm Godric Gryffindor, and I'm the head of House Gryffindor at Hogwarts.
I am Helga Hufflepuff, the founder of the Hufflepuff House of Hogwarts.
Of course, these are not their real names, but the names of the characters they portray.
Now, my name is Chris Pugh, and my wife here, Mia Pugh, who has so graciously been with me for all these many years. We have had Medieval Fantasies Company together for over 15 years now.
Through their business, the pair host and assist with medieval, renaissance, and fantasy-themed events.
So, how does Harry Potter play into all that sort of thing? The books that are just set in those various time periods through into the modern times. And with Stanton being a Victorian city, and so much of the Victorian history preserved here, it seemed like the perfect match.
The pair are only two of the many volunteers at the festival. Besides portraying two of the Hogwarts founders, they also officiate Quidditch matches. Their skill sets are perfect for this. And that brings us back to the game, where House Slytherin faces off against House Hufflepuff. For those who haven't read J.K. Rowling's stories about Harry Potter or seen the movies, here is how it goes.
Quidditch is somewhat of a magical game. Seven players from each house, two houses at a time playing against one another. And they have a set of chasers, keepers, and beaters. And the idea is to get the quaffle through the rings without getting totally knocked off your brooms.
The rings she speaks of are three sets of rings at either end of the field of play. Not unlike hoops on a basketball court, but upright instead of horizontal.
A quaffle is the main ball in play, and that is what we pass between the chasers.
The chasers are the ones responsible for passing the quaffle and scoring points. Keepers protect the hoops, keeping the other team's chasers from scoring, not unlike goalies in other sports. Beaters are the ones working with the bludgers, or slightly deflated dodgeballs. They throw these at the opposing team's players, seeking to knock them momentarily out of play. Beaters may also attempt to catch the bludgers thrown at them. Now, we come to the snitch.
The Golden Snitch. Now, of course, all the points are collected during the match, and they do count, and it does matter. The issue of getting the Golden Snitch isn't nearly as difficult as maintaining possession of the Golden Snitch.
A Golden Snitch is a small golden ball, typically winged, therefore making it very difficult to maintain possession of it. Larger than a golf ball, but smaller than a tennis ball.
In the Muggle version of Quidditch, the snitch is carried by a player, and it works kind of like an elaborate game of tag. If he or she is caught by the opposing team's seeker, the snitch changes hands.
And this continues back and forth until the game is called, and whoever's in possession of the golden snitch, typically that's the team that wins.
And did we mention this is all done while holding onto a broom? They are supposed to be witches and wizards after all. So, what's the response been to the sport in the Queen City?
Well, we have had a wonderful response to the Quidditch matches. The first one we had on Beverly Street, the streets were lined with patrons. So we normally have between 2 to 3 individuals per house to join us, and that builds even more excitement because the children always want to get there early so they can get a spot on the team.
Stanton Parks and Recreation actually held Quidditch clinics during the festival, teaching the positions and the rules of the game to festival goers. Although Parks and Rec has no specific plans, should enough people express an interest in the sport, they remain open to the possibility of a future Quidditch league. And now that the sports season has passed, the Pews are already looking towards their next event scheduled for the Queen City.
Yes, our All Hallows Eve Gala is going to be held at the Stonewall Jackson Hotel. And by being in the ballroom, you'll be transformed into what a Victorian social would have been in the time around 1870s. So we will have individuals dressed in grand Victorian attire, and along with our seances and literary readings, we will have music and food.
The gala takes place Friday, October 18th. And not to bury the lead on Quidditch results, House Slytherin defeated Hufflepuff in Queen City Magic and Mischief's opening round, while Ravenclaw defeated Gryffindor. In the end, it was Ravenclaw that came out on top and won the championship. But for the other Hogwarts houses, there's always next year. For WMRA News, I'm Mike Tripp.
And you'll find some cool photographs and learn more about that story at WMRA.org and through the WMRA app. For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening, and enjoy your Wednesday.